Damn.
What?
So I like to start like a stopwatch every time we record an episode, and I forgot to stop it since last time.
So 135
hours. Right?
I assume so.
Yeah, because that's seconds, minutes, and hours. Wow.
Wild.
Well, I guess I'll stop that and just restart.
Today in real life is a Saturday afternoon when we're actually recording this, but our podcasts go up on Monday morning.
Yeah.
And Tuesday is our 2-year anniversary.
It is.
So I thought we'd do like a recap episode of our
first two years of our relationship. That is so cute. Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, we'll see how quickly we run out of stuff to talk about. Before we get into our 2-year anniversary, Claudia and I had a fight today about olive oil. Which is how you know you've been dating for 2 years if you're fighting about olive oil.
So, you know, we bicker like any other couple. And for the last week, every time we bicker, I always shout, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. Like, So to give some backstory, yesterday, Claudia was given by a friend an olive oil cake,
which, by the way, is like all the rage right now.
Right.
I don't know if you follow any beauty influencers or vloggers,
just
but,
you, my dear.
Everyone apart from me has been raving about these olive oil cakes, making it at home, ordering it. It's like a flat cake. It's, you know, prominently made with olive oil.
It is similar, like, sort of in its composition to like a coffee cake or something.
Definitely feels like a coffee cake. Yeah. Powdered sugar on top. Some people put lemons on them. It's very like citrusy and olive oily. And my friend Maddie, who gave me the cakes, she was like, I love having them with my coffee. Like, it's a great breakfast treat. And I was like, that's genius. So this morning we pour some coffee, some cold brew, into our cups. I'm back on coffee, you guys, so sorry about that. Missed the flavor, and I start going in on this coffee cake,
olive oil cake.
And Phineas gives me like the biggest look of disgust. He's like, you're eating that for breakfast? That's your breakfast?
And
I was
listen,
like, it's my
before
it's the side to my coffee. Yes,
before Jamil comes for me for caring about my girlfriend's diet
and what she's eating
has nothing to do with the degree of health or unhealth of whatever it is.
So then why were you judging?
I literally just was like, gross. Like, that was all, like, and it not a, just
jaws
just
on the floor, you
just
guys.
In terms of the olive oil, the idea, the concept of olive oil cake for breakfast grossed
What's wrong?
Me out. Just grossed me out, that's all.
Okay.
But it had nothing to do with like your freedom.
But you agree
of,
the cake is good. You ate so much of
I actually
it
do
night.
Agree, but you ate even more than me last night, and you all night were like, I feel so gross.
But did you see how much I ate of the cake? It was about 3 fork bites.
Got it. Okay.
I just wanted a little.
Listen,
first
of all, whatever you want and whatever you should be allowed to do whatever you want. And I think sometimes one of the issues with being in a relationship is all I was voicing was, I don't want to have olive oil cake for
breakfast.
I can't
believe that you're having
So
more
you're
of
having
this
olive oil cake that I don't want to have.
We had a lot last night. Yeah.
And I think that's mainly the thing. And mostly Claudia and I collab on breakfast.
Yeah.
So when she goes for something that I can't eat for some reason, like maybe an egg or whatever, where I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah, or you're not.
I'm mainly just bummed because I can't have any. Right.
So that's the truth here. Is that what we're revealing?
Sure. I'm trying to unpack it because I want to.
Are you a little jealous of like my breakfast cake?
I was like, I have to figure out what I'm going to eat alone because I don't want olive oil cake. So then.
It's vegan, by the way.
There are these Beyond vegan sausage breakfast patties that are really tasty.
Yeah.
And I went to fry some of them up.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any like Earth Balance right now. We're out. And so
Which is fine.
Some olive oil into the pan.
You guys, he doused olive oil in the pan.
I poured a little olive
No,
oil
you
the pan.
Poured like at least a cup.
If nope.
At least half a cup.
No.
3/4 of a cup on the pan.
3/4?
Yeah.
That's more than
half. You literally, like, as you were pulling the olive oil, you were looking at me. Like, you were pouring enough where you had enough time to look at the pan, look at your girlfriend, and then look back at the pan.
Claudia was like, oh, that's so much olive oil.
Yeah, I was like, that's so much olive oil. Are you frying these sausage patties?
Had just eaten an olive oil cake.
So then he shouts at me and he goes, you just had an olive oil cake. But you're pouring in pure olive oil. Those little tiny little patties don't need that much olive oil. So if anything,
they don't absorb them.
If anything, I was judging you for wasting olive oil because.
I think that's pretty fair.
Thank you.
That
and then I shouted 2 years.
We then to feel vindicated, I Googled making an olive oil cake. Ooh boy, that's a lot of olive oil going into that bowl.
He found like a YouTube video.
So then you add the olive oil. It's just like glow olive oil. I was like, wow.
No, the cake definitely is not good for you. But need I remind you, I had. Like 3 bites because I just wanted the flavor.
Baby, whatever you want to do, so you can have the entire cake. I don't care.
I wanted to set myself up for a good time, not like a treacherous time. Like, I'm not trying to eat the whole cake and then feel like shit for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wanted like a little flavor, a little taste. Anyways, and then we dumped that entire argument onto your sister because she came by.
She showed up.
To pick up our dog for some playgroup action.
Yeah.
Which is so wonderful and sweet. So right now.
Really like the nicest. Right now, I feel like we should pay her, honestly.
Honestly. She does it like once a week at this point.
And it's all.
And it's so kind.
It's not even really we ask. She's like, I'm bringing Shark to a playgroup. Do you guys want to?
Yeah.
And it's because of COVID. Like, Claudia and I, as human beings, we're not even really welcome at the playgroup. Like, we'd have to just sit in our car anyway.
Yeah.
Billy's welcome because she's like the only person in there. Yeah. So it's like, that's
apart from like 2 volunteers.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great for the dogs because they can, you know, socialize
play.
And stuff.
Mount
and
each other. And
yeah, so she arrived at like 10 a.m. And she was like, I
love the energy.
I'm loving the energy right now. Yeah. And we're like, 2 years, olive oil. Sorry if that just
killed
your guys.
We've been dating for 2 years on.
We have. Should we do like a dating trivia? Should we do one of those compatibility tests and see like.
So the way we measure our relationship so far is the day we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both agree that like since the day we met, like we were incredibly interested in each other. The reason why I think that date works is because there were no like games between us.
We weren't friends first.
There was also no like cat and mouse. Like you and I very much were just like, I'm interested in you. Yeah. Awesome. And then like 2 weeks in or something, we were like, I'm not interested in talking to anyone else. And
right.
You're like, same. And we're like, okay, let's cut all the ties that we've got.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? I didn't really have very many ties to cut.
I think that one of the great things about meeting through like a.
Like a dating website.
A dating website or having your friends hook you up, if that, you know, which is sort of both happened to us.
Yeah.
Is like there's no pretext of like we didn't have to meet at something and go like, wow, I'm picking up some positive energy from this conversation and would you like to go on a date with me? Like it was just like,
right. Like
I think you're
was
gorgeous.
Like, this
you know?
Is a date.
Yeah.
And we like, we had our first kiss that night
we
met.
We did.
So.
Kiss it up on the first night.
We did. So that is what we are, we use as our anniversary.
Exactly.
Because then we just like immediately started going on dates that following week.
I think we went on like 2 dates then, within the next 5 days.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you wrote a song. You wrote Claudia
like the day
after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it all feels pretty right.
No, it makes sense.
Makes sense. Also, like 2 days ago, right? As of today, two days ago, we found out that we got this house.
This is true.
So
on
that
Thursday.
All happened in like a very similar time.
1 year to 2 years to no years, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, one of the craziest things in terms of our relationship with the COVID-19 safer at home orders. Is just how many days we've spent in a row together.
Crazy.
Something like 195 days or something now.
Well, we're getting, like, I'm so used to spending all day, every single day with you
right.
now because of quarantine that it's crazy to look back on last year and think about how much we didn't see each other
and how
much traveling.
And I think literally back
was.
To the first, so right when we met, you and I have talked about this, but I'll talk about it on the podcast. We went on a date on like a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see each other Sunday
until Tuesday, right? Tuesday and
Sunday
Wednesday
or Monday, and then we went on some more dates Tuesday and Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then on the following Sunday, I think I went away for a Florence and the Machine tour.
But I think I saw you before that.
Sure. But like in terms of like our time together, it was like we had like a week of time in the same city. Mm-hmm. And then I went away again for like a week. And then
I came back for a week.
And then you went away for a wedding for like a week. And then you came back.
It's so crazy how early we met when I went to Becca's wedding. Because I remember being like slammed at Becca's wedding, just talking about you the whole time, being like, I'm so in love. I'm so in love, you guys. He's like the one. Weekend. He's the one. And I'm like texting you occasionally, like photos of me and Lucas and stuff. That's so crazy that was like 2 weeks into knowing you.
Yeah, I know.
Because I already was just like, yep.
And by the wedding, you'd already like met my family and everything.
Yeah, I met them
because I brought you to Ellen.
Probably the week when you were gone for that first week.
Yeah.
Like during that time of you being gone, you were like, do you want to come to this thing?
Yeah.
So once you were back in
Ellen
LA,
taping, and I was like, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that was like, I met him quick.
Super quick.
So cute.
And then you went to the wedding, and then you came back, and then I went on a month-long tour, and then you had to like come fly out to visit
and
me on tour.
Yes, I visited you.
Like
Boston,
that,
New York.
In terms of relationship shit, like that's fast to fly to see someone.
So true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bought your tickets, but... Mm-hmm. That was still fast to fly to.
I remember being at like the Melrose rooftop movie theater thing with like a few friends, and I was texting you the entire movie because I didn't give a shit about the movie.
And, what were you seeing?
I think it was Hocus Pocus, actually.
Well, that's worth not giving a shit about.
Yeah. Cute, nostalgic it's vibes, right. You know? And I remember that's when you were like, what if I flew you out there? I was like, oh my God, I'm gushing. I'm melting in this beanie bag sack thing that I'm sitting in. And then I later took you to that rooftop. Very cute.
Super cute.
Those are the dates that I miss right now.
I know. Fun stuff. But yeah, you came out to visit on tour. You came out twice. I flew you to Boston.
I came out twice during that 1 month trip?
No. Yeah, you came out, you flew to Boston, and then...
We went to New York.
We drove to New York and then Philadelphia, and then you flew home.
Uh-huh.
And then I kept touring, and then came home for like one day. We had the Camp Flognaw Carnival. You and I hung out that whole time.
Yep, yep.
Then I went back on tour, mm-hmm. and then that was like the last week, and then you took the train out to San Diego, and then we drove home together.
Wow, and then I vlogged with you for the first time in San Diego.
Oh, that's right.
That was your...
Your debut
on my channel.
But dude, so it's crazy how much time we are used to spending apart.
I know.
If you really think about it.
Well, this year is definitely like the biggest test of any relationship.
I know
so
people think of relationships like being tested as like time apart, but in our case, like we're so good at that it's
I know. You guys, so because we spend so much time together, like we have no reason to ever text each other like I miss you and like all that sappy shit. And so for the last like few weeks, I've just been like sending Phineas screenshots of like our old conversations and just being like, how cute is this? Just like reminding you how in love you are with me. Just want you to see that these are words that you said to me.
Do you feel that those words are absent from it? Do you feel like I don't love you as much anymore?
No, I feel like you love me a ton. For sure. But I think sometimes like reading those texts,
sure.
like you get to reread them again. And it's like you say all that cute sappy shit to me for sure. But there's something about getting it in a text form that's like really cute. And we just never have any reasons to text each other from like different rooms of the house.
And not only the reason, but like, can you at least level with me that like, considering how much we are around each other,
mm-hmm.
if I sent you one of the texts that I sent in a period of time,
I would
where we
die.
Were,
I would melt. I'd be so happy.
My point is, it would be crazy.
No, I wouldn't.
It would be crazy.
No, I wouldn't.
It would. So I'd go away for 5 weeks at a time, and the kind of text I'd send is like every second away from
I
you.
Think
is,
of you. I spent
think of
all
you
of last night thinking about you.
Days,
I have no doubt
I
in you. You're the love of me. The best thing that's ever happened to me.
If I were downstairs,
like, where are these words now?
If I were downstairs sending you this and you're upstairs and your computer has a virus and you're crying, I'd be crazy. I'd be crazy.
Yeah.
I come upstairs and I put my hand on your shoulder and I say, I love you.
Sure. Yeah.
I do.
Did you?
All the time.
You brought food up and then you're like, okay, see ya.
It's not true.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I love you so much.
Love you too.
2 years.
Sorry I'm not on tour all the time missing you.
Oh my God. No, I'm so grateful to be having this time. This is the really like sad realization we had sort of at the beginning of the quarantine was that we will probably never have this much time together, I think, ever again.
Ever again.
Like, maybe once we both retire and if we make it that far.
Right, if we're like the Notebook, if we like die in the same hospital bed, yeah.
Because even if, you know, even if we have kids and we're raising a baby, like, we're still going to be sort of like working and figuring it out and like...
Well, and we'll be busy with the baby.
Yeah, busy with the baby, yeah. So it's not even like having that much attention on each other. Like, this is the most time and attention we'll ever have on each other.
I agree. And it's also like, I think one of the other fundamental things about like this period of time is like, mm-hmm. however long it is, like the longer, the worse it will be after, because
we're getting so used to this.
Well, there'll be so much time to make up for, right? Like,
make
you know,
up
this
for,
like all
oh,
of 2020 I was supposed
work.
To be on tour, so it's like,
I know
they're gonna, you know, like every market in terms of like playing shows, as soon as it's safe to do that, mm-hmm. everyone's going to be like, will you please come here and play
so true.
As many shows as
like
possible.
Once you guys go back to touring
It'll be
and
intense.
All that's safe, like you're gone.
It'll be intense.
Yeah, that'll be crazy.
But who fucking knows when that'll be?
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's all crazy how freaking long this is all going to be. I don't even want to talk about it. Speaking of other terrifying, creepy things, we watched The Social Dilemma last night.
Yeah.
Which is a Netflix documentary that I feel like everyone is talking about right now. And for good reason. I feel like it addresses like a lot of either the like assumptions people have about how much our phones are monitoring us. And it's like a good conversation starter. But really creepy.
I felt like that was one of those movies that I'm like, oh, this is for other people.
That have no idea about this.
I already know.
Yeah, I felt like, exactly. Like, I felt like it was a great, like, conversation starter. But I actually just gave, like, a little mini review on my vlog that I just uploaded 5 minutes ago.
Why did you film the review today, like this morning?
Yeah.
Damn.
Edited everything. It's up now. Work is done for the day.
It's awesome.
One of those days. But I mean, I've been working on that video all week. But anyways, I said like the issues that we had with it was like, for starters, yeah, it did feel like we kind of knew everything that they talked about. It was definitely scary having all of these like former employees from like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They were the ones that kind of were confirming this, which really just like legitimized.
And they're all
everything.
Like, none of our kids are allowed to be on their phones.
Yeah, it was crazy to hear how exactly like what their relationship and their family's relationship with phones are because they know all of this. But the issue
and the
that
I think government manipulation of platforms like the I don't remember the name of the country where it was happening, but that one country where they like installed Facebook
onto
in
everyone's phone
and it was like full of propaganda, basically.
Yeah, really scary.
That stuff's terrible.
It's really scary. The thing that I wish they talked about was our devices listening to us. Like everything that they covered talked about our screen times, what we're clicking, what we're buying, what we're watching, what we're viewing, like that sort of stuff.
Right.
Less so about, you know, the stuff that's happening that we're actually unaware of, like our phones listening to us.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
they talked about the location of our phone and how that was crazy is that everyone's Google, automatic Google searches are different depending on where you live and what you're tapping on. Like you and I live so much of like similar lives, but we probably have different Google searches.
Probably based on our gender and stuff.
Yeah, so you could write like global warming is, and for us it'll say like global warming is a problem. Global warming is happening now, and like someone in a different state could have global warming is a hoax. Global warming is blah blah blah, and that is crazy because that is altering everyone's reality, and like the whole like fake news propaganda shit is so scary, especially with election year.
No, it's worth a watch for sure. The one thing that I'm gonna stand on my Cassandra soapbox forever with this one is like, they kind of talk in the movie, they're like, you know, the like you know, processing power has gone up 1,000,000,000%.
Right.
Data is, you know, we're artificial intelligence.
Technology is getting smarter,
faster. Getting smarter and smarter and smarter. And it, obviously, we're not. Our brains aren't evolving.
Right.
And my argument is, like, we're on the verge of that.
I personally
think. I think the whole next half century is just going to be, like, the neuroscience era of time where we're going to be basically modifying ourselves to have, you know, more information in our brains.
Terrifies me and intrigues my boyfriend.
It's not so doesn't scary. Terrify me at all.
You want to do it so bad.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We're not smart. Like, if the world was like the Garden of Eden right now, and there was no war, no racism, and no hunger, and no violence, I would be like, we don't need it. But all of those things are happening, and they're all man-made problems. So I'm super down for everyone to get smarter.
Just feels really, I don't know. I see the benefits of technology like that, recognizing, you know, diseases in your body, because a lot of it's going to be just to prolong health and optimize the health of the rest of your body. So that's cool. I just worry about, like, the manipulation or just, like, the further.
I think it's so sick. I mean, the idea that, like, maybe it could go far enough to, like, take an autistic person and help, like, connect neural pathways that aren't there.
Right.
Like, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I support all of that. I just worry about, like, you're putting something in your brain. I'm not worried about the capabilities of that thing, but I'm worried about, like, who's controlling that thing.
Well, the hope is that you would be controlling that, but that's a fair point.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to be hive mind, like, or whatever.
I don't know. But I definitely recommend watching it. The thing that I also appreciated about that film was they were kind of, like, in the center, so they sort of maximized their audience range.
Yeah.
So people from, like, the far left and the far right would all enjoy it. Like, they kind of stayed in the center, and I think that is great because a lot of it talks about fake news and whatever, and, like, I think it just kind of will hopefully open up a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, it wasn't a movie for one side or the other.
Yeah. And like you said, this documentary is for the people that have no awareness of this sort of stuff. Like, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah, I still learn stuff, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was creepy. The thing that shocked me was when you're on any sort of platform looking at, like, images or videos.
Yeah.
Literally, the amount of, like, milliseconds you spend on one photo is being counted.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
They know what type of photos you are, is having more of your screen time versus others. And all of that is helping to tailor what ads they're shoving in front of your face and how long you're going to see those ads and if those ads are going to turn into clicks and purchases. Like, it's just crazy how, like, they basically, they show you this, like, crazy visual of, like, a computer creating this sort of ragdoll, like, virtual profile of you. And just, like, the more time you spend on your phone, the more they know about you and the kind of person you are.
Right.
And then the scary thing is, like, once that starts happening, you know, everything that's coming up on your phone is being tailored to that or what they want you to be. And it's crazy that people can get manipulated, or, like, your opinions or thoughts can get slightly over time adjusted or changed. Or,
I mean, it's like the new looking in the fridge. Like, I'm always, like, compulsorily trying to grab my phone, and I have to consciously be like, nope, don't do that.
Since watching that last night, I've turned off a lot of my notifications.
Smart. Yeah, everybody should watch it.
Because it makes you want to be on your phone less, for sure.
So for our 1 year anniversary a year ago, we went on, like, a little staycation.
In Malibu.
And, like, had a fine time with each other, but we rated the experience very low.
Did we ever talk about that experience on this podcast?
I don't know if we did, and we don't have to drop names because I don't want to, like, piss off
shit on the place or
the
anything.
The corporation, but yeah, I mean, you paid, like, it wasn't, like, sponsored or anything, like, you just paid.
Yeah.
And we just didn't have a...
I did pay for that.
We didn't
But I
have
think
an
you
awesome
paid for
experience.
Something else that evened it out. Like, you were paying for, like, flights or some... Wait, not flights.
The house or...
Or, you know, hey, I'm helping... Okay, you did down payment, but we're splitting mortgage and all the things. Right. But what was I going to say? you know, we booked like a weekend or a night, two nights, whatever, at this hotel that definitely was supposed to be like five stars or something. And it's gorgeous. We show up and we're like, wow, this is beautiful. This is serene. And we just kept noticing just like.
Felt like we were the only people there.
First of all, yeah, it was empty as fuck. We felt like we were the only people there. The pool wasn't heated, so it was ice cold.
And when I say only people there, I don't mean like. There is some luxury to not being in a crowded place,
right?
But like, not even employees. It felt deserted.
I was like, if I don't know what we would do if there was like an emergency.
Our YouTube video title would be like a weekend in an abandoned hotel. Yeah. Like that's what it felt like.
And then, oh my God, they took us to this like beach area
that was a quote unquote beach club.
And we had to like walk through this like sewer tunnel. As the employee was like holding our chairs, like sweating, it was
so
and I just
awkward.
Felt so bad and it was awkward. And then we got there and we sat there and like, I don't know, it was just a weird vibe.
It was super unpleasant.
Yeah. But because of how weird that experience was, it made it that much more enjoyable and funny for us. Like the whole time we were just dying. We're like, what the fuck is going on? And the one thing that I liked about those weird experiences, we also forgot to mention, there was like a cafe attached to the hotel and they didn't fucking offer any dairy-free milk substitutions. Like we ordered coffee and we're like, do you have almond milk or oat or
depending
anything?
Depending on where you live in the
world.
And
they were like, no dairy substitutions.
I don't know what that means to you guys, but like in Los Angeles, the place that you would least expect that to have, like literally
in Malibu,
a Denny's or something has soy milk. Yeah. Starbucks has soy milk. Like
I feel like everywhere at least has soy milk.
A fancy ass place in Malibu and they're like, we only do whole milk. You're like, what the fuck?
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they had like a veggie burger. Maybe
the impossible
menu.
Burger. But impossible I feel like burger. Everywhere has impossible
burger. That's true. Anyways, that was crazy. So things like that kept happening where we're like, oh my God, we don't belong here. But it made the day so long, which I love long days, like good or bad. I love when
a
day feels like a year.
It was the longest day.
It was the longest day of our lives, which is great.
Yeah.
So many memories.
We actually like, this is so funny and like probably annoying to people to hear, but like we considered driving home.
I know.
We're like,
well, because we just felt stuck there. We're like, we're so close to home and home is way more
enjoyable
than this.
We had also maybe, this was a mistake we'd like made. We'd like flown home from a concert like that I'd played.
We were in like Las Vegas right before that.
And then we went straight to this like resort. So it was like maybe that was also sort of setting ourselves up poorly. Like if we'd just been home and then gone away, maybe we would have liked it even more.
Been like so exciting, blah, blah, blah. But our experience in Las Vegas was so fun.
Yeah, we stayed in like that house with like the trampoline in the ground and stuff.
Yeah,
it
was,
like
that
our,
was so
my
fun.
My whole family and we all like just had so much fun.
Yeah, and then we went to this place and it just...
Yeah, it was goofy.
It was very, like, apocalyptic feeling or something.
What was your favorite day of our first year of dating? Your favorite day?
Ooh, a favorite day. God, there's so many great days because we've traveled in so many areas. Like, I loved our day in on Magnetic Island
in Australia. So fun.
The day that we, like, sailed and swam in the ocean and rode horses and... That was just like a crazy day, and I remember.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I think I didn't see you for like 2 weeks before that or something, but it felt like a million years.
Right.
And that was a really, that day felt like 2 years.
It was a long day.
What about you?
Coachella was so fun with you.
I know. Which weekend?
Weekend two was fun and relaxed, but weekend one was like magical.
It was crazy.
Super fun.
Definitely.
We performed on Saturday night, so like Friday of Coachella was so fun to me, like where we like hung out all day and then went to the festival and saw Childish Gambino that night. It was so fun.
That was really cool.
I think we saw the 1975 too.
That was fun. That was very fun. I know I loved running around with you and kind of like going off and doing our own thing.
That was really fun.
I agree.
Least favorite day of the first year.
Oh my God, that's a great question. I'm trying to think. You know, I feel like we've really like gone through just annoying shit together, but because we're with each other, it's not so bad.
One of the things that made me sort of like know you were like the one was like we travel so well together.
The flight delays.
Just anytime we're like going through something that sucks, I'm like, wow, this is so not being made worse
right
with this other person. You know what I mean? Like, they're making it so much better.
Yeah, definitely.
And mostly, like, traveling with your family sucks.
Yeah, right.
So traveling with you is, like, awesome.
It's always way more fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if we've ever had, like, a crazy shitty day. I don't know.
I can't really think of one either.
Like, the worst days or, like, the most annoying days always feel pretty neutral with you.
The first day, too, because we didn't live together, we were, like, spending so much time apart that, like, my worst day was, like, definitely just not with you.
Right, like, missing you and stuff.
Yeah, or, like, just,
oh,
like, having
so gross.
a lame, boring day that you weren't a part of.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Or just, like, this is frustrating, whatever.
Yeah.
Favorite day of the second year of our relationship.
Oh, my God. Did you pre-plan these questions?
No.
No, you're just on the fly?
Yeah.
Well, we're... I'm trying to think. I don't know.
January and February are pretty fun.
Yeah.
First couple months of the
year. Yeah, those were fun.
You know what?
The night of the... Let's see.
I have an answer to this question.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
If you care.
Yeah.
So it was literally a week after our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, I know my worst day with you.
What was your worst day?
Well, actually, this will be your next question, which is the worst day of the second year.
What was your worst day?
The worst day was like a week after we had Peach, and I looked at your schedule and I realized that you were gonna be gone all week.
Yeah.
And I started panicking because Peach was such a little shit when we first got her.
She was the worst.
And I was like, we made a mistake. This is such a bad idea. I feel overwhelmed. I don't feel like I'm desired anymore. Like, I really said a bunch of shit that...
That's so funny.
I probably was on my period, too. But that whole period, there was like a week where I was like, am I happy?
Right.
I was like, all right, let's dial it back. I'm happy.
My favorite day of our... second year of dating was really quick after our 1 year anniversary, but it was the day of SNL was so fun with you.
That was fun in New York.
Where you flew out and we like...
We walked through Central Park.
We walked through Central Park for hours and like had breakfast and then like the party was fun. Everything was like, that was a fun
day. The party was really fun. That was a crazy day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was another long ass day. Because you literally don't perform until like midnight.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I loved
Harry Potter the next day.
Wow, that was a crazy trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great memory.
It's awesome.
I loved the Oscars with you. First of all, I mean, the Oscars, right?
So cool.
But the reason why I'm choosing that over the Grammys is because the Grammys, there was like way more kind of like pressure
and
nerves.
And anxiety.
Yeah, and I felt like...
Oscars we had
since
none.
Oscars was after that and like you guys were just performing, it sort of... It just felt very kind of chill.
We were also a very small part of the Oscars.
We were just
basically there
like
to watch.
I can't believe I was there.
And
I had no right.
Yeah, we got to just sit and like watch the Oscars. It was crazy.
And we had crazy seats and like just met like those, oh my God, the Oscar after parties. We went to like three or four or something.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And those were all so fun. We met so many people.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It was really, really fun.
That was a fun night. And like we really rallied.
Yes.
We came home at like 4 a.m.
I was being a baby. I was like, I don't even want to go to an after party. And I'm so glad we did.
We went to all of them.
This is our credit to our manager, Brandon, who was like, you fucking have to go to these parties. You're not going to go. Like, you're nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Somebody, one of the things that sold Billy, because it was so funny, was someone who I forget was like, are you going to the Guy with Series party? And Billy was like, I don't know. And he was like, bro, you have to go. Last year, I saw Madonna kissing Quavo.
That's so funny. Yeah, that was very cool. So that was a cool night.
Yeah.
But also, like,
lucky
just the regular... Yeah, those are, like, kind of the crazy life moments.
Peak life experiences. Everything else is really fun, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just, like,
chill,
normal
stuff.
Like, when we first moved into this house, I felt like I was just reading some, like, old diary.
Uh-huh.
Because I was trying to find, like, my current one or something.
Yeah.
And I found a page where we had just, like, newly moved into this house or whatever. And it wrote, like, we've been swimming every single day. We're really enjoying this pool so much.
Oh,
and
it is really fun to swim.
It was so cute. And I just feel like when we first moved here, I mean, we swim all the time right now. Not so much because of the ash. But, like, that was just such a cute period. We were just like, we just had breakfast. And you're like, what, you want to go swim? Let's go skinny dip.
So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really... really cute.
Yeah, cute times.
That's the kind of, that's to me like the essence of a great relationship is that a day where you don't do like anything particularly special is like still a really fun, kind day.
Yeah, definitely.
We saw Tenet this week.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that. We did.
Yeah.
We saw it at IMAX,
yep.
Which is wild.
like IMAX headquarters, I guess, right?
Well, that was the only way they could get us to see it, because it was the only safe way to see
it. And it was safe, exactly. Even though other theaters that are open, right? Any IMAX theater that's open in the country right now is viewing it, right? Showing it?
I'm not quite sure what the deal is. I mean, I didn't post about this on my Instagram because I don't think going to see any movie is worth risking your safety. So
yeah.
To any listener out there who's like going or not going to a movie, like I'm not encouraging you to do something that you feel is risky.
Right.
So just be safe. We were very privileged. We got to see it in this really safe way.
Mm-hmm.
Loudest movie I've ever seen.
So loud. We walked out of that room feeling like I felt like I was at a concert. Like I had ringing in my ears.
It was too loud.
Yeah.
It was great. Really, great really movie. Good movie. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I love Nolan films because I love like, you know, seeing something where you're like, wow, that's a really crazy idea. Like, just this dude has crazy ideas.
So many crazy concepts coming from one person's brain.
I know. It's awesome.
It's so impressive. And it, like, yeah, whether you, like, enjoy the movie or not, it's the thing that is just undoubtable is, like, just how detailed that movie was. Like, there were just so many aspects to it that I thought were like, so like, I just can't believe that someone came up with that, you know?
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Wild.
It's really cool.
But it was definitely like, it was, I feel like it's one of those movies that a lot of people are going to feel like once you see it once, then you can't really see it again, because it's a movie based on a bunch of like reveals.
Yeah.
Like, as you're watching it, you're figuring
learning
out more
stuff.
And more and more, and you're like, wow. I guess you could watch it again and be like, what did I miss from
right.
the first time?
That's true.
You know, but I think with movies like that, it's like nothing beats like the first experience.
Right.
You know?
I hear that.
But I definitely like, once it becomes available on like streaming
There's
services or
whatever,
it's worth seeing.
Made me really excited for James Bond to come out.
I know, definitely.
Yeah.
Any sort of like movie like that.
Yeah.
I know, that was good. I'm trying to think, what else do we do with our week? Oh man, and that is what life is like these days.
Yeah, I wrote that song about you, but we talked about that already.
We talked about that.
Doesn't matter.
I've been listening to it every day though.
You have?
Yeah,
that's cute.
So good.
More 2-year relationship stuff.
Okay.
impossible question. What is the thing? Maybe let's say, what is the thing other than COVID that if you time traveled 2 years back and told yourself would happen in the next 2 years, would be the hardest to believe?
Would be the hardest believe.
COVID is like the obvious answer. Like, that's just ridiculous. But you know, does that
okay.
question make sense?
So like if you revisited yourself in summer of 2018,
if I was like back to like 2 years ago, first day I met you and I was like, showed him a photo of like 2 years from now.
Yeah.
What would be the thing where you'd be like, no fucking way?
Well, I think I just wouldn't believe that we'd be living together with a dog. Like, as simple as that.
Would it scare the shit out of you? Would, like, if you, like, right when you met me, if someone was like, you live with him and you have a dog? You'd be like, oh, no.
No, I would be excited because I feel like where I was at mentally summer of 2018, I felt like everyone I was interested in just wasn't, like, the go-to people would say was like, I wish I met you like in 10 years from now type of shit, where they were just like, you're too
such a dorky. I hate that anyone was saying that. So
right.
Dorky.
It's like, okay, great. You're not ready. All right. See ya.
It's also just like an excuse to me to like, not
it's an excuse
actually
to not commit.
Date
right.
You. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that was always sort of like the classic kind of situation I'd put myself in, where it's just like, I guess people weren't ready to be in a relationship. I just, and so I think for me, I don't know. I definitely wasn't ready for like, I didn't think that.
Me neither.
You know, right before meeting you, I definitely wasn't like, oh my God, he might be the one.
About to meet the dude that I'm going to spend the next several years of my life with.
Yeah, I definitely was just like, all right, let's see what's wrong with this one. And then I met you and was like, oh shit.
So much is wrong with him.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I don't know. I'm like trying to think back about like the conversations that I would have with my girlfriends. And like, it was sort of split down the middle, where my friends would be like, you're either going to be like the first one to get serious, or you're going to be the last because it'll just take forever for you to meet the right person. You know, and I definitely, there was a point where I was getting worried. I was like, when am I going to meet the one? And here I am meeting him. I met you at what, 22?
You were 22, yeah.
Crazy. That's so young.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things. That's so young. I definitely was like, I'll probably meet him when I'm 28 and then I'll feel super
rushed.
Maybe
you'll meet someone else at 28.
Babe. Don't break my heart like that.
I'm just saying, maybe we'll have a beautiful run until you're 28 and you meet somebody else and then you'll, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Start chapter two.
Who would get the dog?
I would get the dog.
You would get the dog?
I would get the dog,
The whole reason we have a dog is because I forced it on us.
Yeah, but I would get the dog.
Why would you get the dog?
Because I would get the dog.
You would get the dog?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You could have the dog if you want the dog, but
you do walk her more than me.
Yeah, but you do.
But
everything other than walks, you do more than me.
I buy all the treats. I buy all the toys.
Yeah.
I take initiative on all of that.
No, you're
like
you're
washing her bed.
I'm
the only one who washes her, and collectively, I spend more time with her because you're always working down here, and you don't want her to be in here, and she just bothers me all day.
I don't want her to be in here. It's that she eats all the cables.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the trash can and stuff.
She eats all the cables and the trash can, and she rummages around and she drinks like whatever cup of coffee I have down
here.
Yeah,
definitely.
She's the whole thing.
Yes,
and she's
I don't know. But you do walk her more than I do.
I do walk her like almost
every day. So they're like, they're sort of, you know, things that
we'd have joint custody over Peaches.
Yeah, that would be crazy. I don't know how that would. Let's just stay together and make it so much easier.
We'll stay together for Peach.
Yeah, let's just do it for Peach. Foot high five.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
High-fiving with our feet right now.
Yeah, I mean today feels what day does today feel like to you?
Today feels like a Friday, but it's Saturday.
I feel the same exact way.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
I don't either. I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Yeah.
Should we go eat something?
I feel like we should eat something. We're running a really short podcast, so I feel compelled to.
It's 41 minutes in.
Yeah, but that's pretty short.
Yeah, it's pretty short, I guess.
I feel compelled to make something slightly more of this episode.
Should we turn our phones into microphones and just have this podcast on the go, and we can podcast while we're making our food?
That's kind of cool.
It'd be such
a quality would just dip so fast.
So fast, yeah.
I've been listening to this cool podcast this week called Smartless with...
Oh, I watched or I listened to the episode with Robert Downey Jr.
Really interesting.
And I thought it was really funny.
They're funny co-hosts.
They're really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the banter that they have. And no one really talks over each other, which is...
Dude, how do they do that?
They're just mature.
It's so clear gentlemen. That none of them are in the same place. And I was like, what software are they using?
You don't think so?
No.
I think they're together.
They're
no.
not.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Is there like video footage evidence of them?
And
recording?
One of the reasons you know that they're not in the same place is that they surprise each other with the guest.
Yeah, but wouldn't the guest just like come to the studio?
No, I mean, they just literally have the person like on their like call.
On the screen,
anonymous.
On the Zoom or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it sounds
them.
Amazing. It sounds like they're all in the same room.
I feel like it's impossible to not talk over each other when you have 3+ people on
Zoom.
Yeah.
Horrible. But it's really funny.
Very impressive. What is it called for our
Smartless.
Audience? Smartless.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like casual interviews, I guess.
It's like, it's all so far pretty much like they just bring on.
And then it's a
fun premise. One of them, and they take turns each week, one of them brings on a guest and the other two don't know who it's going to be.
And then they just have a conversation.
Yeah.
So it's like they kind of interview, but it's sort of like, so... pop or soda. Like, it's like some of it's just like not, you know what I mean? But that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, so tell us how you got started.
Although Robert Downey Jr., I learned that he spent like 3 years in prison.
I know. Crazy.
The fuck?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Crazy. I feel like most celebrities who've gone to jail are like in jail for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
3 years.
That is a lot
so
of time
long.
Being alone. And the darkest thing he said was, when you have those bars closed in front of
you,
you're the safest you'll ever feel as long as you like your cellmate. Do you think he meant that in terms of just being in prison because being outside of your cell feels a little scary or something?
I mean,
or he means in like the grand scheme of life and
and being a prison of like your job and your phone and everything. It's like once you're in that cell, you're like the safest.
No, I think physical safety of like.
That's what he meant.
I assume like, and this is just my assumption, but I assume it's like part of the reason he was in prison, he's a reckless dude. And I feel like you probably feel like you're endangering yourself and others and getting yourself into dangerous situations all the time. And you're sitting in a cell, you're like, I'm safe. Like I'm good.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
I
would not like to go to prison at all.
Same.
I'm going to do my
best. Very darnest.
To not go.
Best. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a good use of time to me.
I mean, I feel like I would just do a bunch of push-ups. Like, I'd get super swole.
You'd be Sarah Connor.
I would do, like, a bunch of,
crunches
and squats. Yeah. Grow that ass. And then... read a bunch of books. They let you read books, right? Don't some prisons have, like, libraries?
Dude, I don't know fucking anything about
jail. I don't know
jail.
Anything either.
Yeah, and I also know that jails are, like, very different country to country.
Like definitely.
In Norway, like, jail looks like a college.
Yeah. No, that's really scary. And then some prisons are just, like, tiny little rooms with, like, the smallest little window and, like... not even like bars as a door, just like straight up a door, you know?
There are some countries with like maximum sentence time that's like really interesting. I feel like I'm not pro death penalty personally. Like I just think that's a bad solution to capital punishment. Like I lean toward life in prison over a death penalty. But there are some prisons where like the maximum sentence you can serve is like 21 years or something.
Mm.
Which like if you were a person... whose like loved one was killed by somebody and they only were spending like 21 years in jail, like it's not very long.
Right, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like they'll get out.
They would get out.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
It all feels very long. But what country, or I definitely remember talking about this with you, but somewhere in some country or area or something, they value like shame more than punishment. And so like someone will be sentenced for like a short amount of time and then for many years after that or like for the rest of their life or something they have to like stand on the highway with a sign that says
I killed a family of drunk driving. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that was a like judge named something Mr. Poe in Texas.
Oh,
he was
okay.
This judge who sort of believed in these like sort of shame punishments.
Right. Right.
And that seems pretty horribly brutal. But in the case of that one example, that guy who, you know, awaited trial and then was sentenced to this like 1 month a year where he had to like hold the sign.
It's only 1 month every year?
For years and years and years and years and years and years.
Okay.
Anyway, I guess it changed his life and he ran like a halfway house eventually, like to get kids off drugs and stuff and like, you know, changed his life for the better in that one person's specific case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think punishment in some ways is like very backwards a lot of the time. Like we know somebody who like was like smoking pot in high school and got kicked off the football team and then became like a drug addict. And it's like, why
rip the thing that's going to
like,
help them stay away
just,
from that stuff?
Just
right?
find a way to get them. Like if you care about them not smoking pot so that they're better on the football team, like just figure out a way to stop them from smoking pot. Like the idea of kicking them off the football team is like, what the fuck incentive then do they have to like
right,
stop
that's just
doing
gonna give
the
them
thing?
More time to.
Yeah,
I know.
That's
yeah, that's sort
feeling.
Of tricky with, like, schools when they just kick you off of shit when they hear something about that. Like, I think those, exactly, like, that stuff is important to keep the student busy. And
well, it's like, especially if the kid loves it. The kid loves,
if they're passionate about
something and you're,
I don't know, that stuff is so, it's such a dicey conversation. It's so tough because addiction.
It would be like if, as a teen, my parents were like, oh, you're playing video games? No more playing music. I'd be like.
Yeah.
So I'm only allowed to play video games?
Right, right.
Like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So weird.
I know.
And they weren't, by the way, I was, you know, only playing music because I loved playing music. So that's kind of why I'm using
that
example.
Well, their reasoning with, like, the football example is like, oh, like, you can only be back on the team if you're clean.
Yeah.
And then it's like.
Yeah, but if you're kicked off the team, like, how are you going to get back on the team?
Right.
You know?
Right, and as more time passes, like, you're less active, and then suddenly you're like, well, I'm not good enough anymore, or whatever, you know?
Totally.
Might not have a strong enough drive.
It's a triple-edged sword.
Yeah, it's all just a big bummer. It's sad.
interesting way to end our episode, but probably the right place to do it. I have really enjoyed the first 2 years of our relationship.
Me too.
It has meant a
lot
to me.
We should keep going. Let's do another 2 years and then figure it out from
there. Let's re-up the contract. Let's try to get to a full five.
Yeah, let's do a full five and then see how we're feeling. And
at the half decade, see if we want to keep going with the full decade.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to end every episode for the next several weeks with a reminder to check if you're registered to vote.
Yeah.
If your state has early voting, which some states do, and they're already open. You can go vote now in some states.
Mm-hmm.
Go do that. Mm-hmm. If you are registered to vote, make sure that you're blocking out your schedule and you're remembering mm-hmm. to do it. If you can mail in your vote and you don't feel safe going to vote in person, yeah. that's an option too. Although at this point, it seems like the mail system might be super fucked up. So you might want to take it to a ballot drop box.
Yep.
But every week, I'm going to remind you guys to check. It's really easy. Go to like amiregistered.com. You can check to see if you're registered in like 30 seconds. And if you're not, try to do it as fast as you can.
Sign up.
I love you, Claudia.
I love you, Phineas.
Excited to keep